Today, hot news. The latest Household Financial Confidence Index is out. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. We are releasing the latest edition of our Household Financial Confidence Index today. This is an extract from our 52,000 household rolling surveys, where we ask about their level of confidence compared with a year back. Any post-election bounce is well past, as the two interest rate cuts are seen as a negative, first, because it signals higher risks, and second, while mortgage holders may see some reduction in their monthly repayments, those relying on income from deposits, more than 3 million households, are seeing their incomes being clipped. Many of these are unwilling to switch to higher risk-saving vehicles, so they just adjust their spending and lifestyle down to match. The index hit a new low of 85.43, well below the neutral level, and significantly below the previous low of 87.69 back in 2015. The performance across the states continues to bunch together as New South Wales and Victoria continue their slide. Western Australia, which had improved a little the last few months, also reversed, and South Australia also fell this month. Across the property segments, owner-occupied property owners are relatively more confident thanks to reduced mortgage repayments and some patchy better news on home prices. But property investors are concerned about falling rents, the emerging high-rise building defects issue, and little prospect of capital gains. More than 20% of property investors are now in negative equity, especially those holding relatively new high-rise units in the high-growth corridors. Across our wealth segments, those holding property with no mortgage, those with a mortgage, and those renting, all three are under the neutral setting. And the recent gyrations on the stock markets have also shaken confidence further. Looking at the drivers of the index, job security remains an issue, with 9.7% of households feeling more confident, 36.6% feeling less confident, and 51% reporting no change. The structure of employment continues to fragment, with households reporting more part-time jobs, including some in the gig economy. Income remains under pressure, with 4.75% reporting a rise, including some low-paid sectors, up from last month, but 50.5% report a fall in real terms, which is further validation of the recent Hilda report that there had been no real wages growth in many years. And 40.7% said there had been no change. On the other hand, the costs of living continue to outstrip wages growth, so the pincer movement continues. 91.4% said their costs were higher than a year ago, 6.6% said no change, and 1.7% said costs had fallen. Categories of spend which have risen include childcare costs, health insurance, and by the way, more are cancelling their spend as a result, fuel costs, electricity costs, and council rates. Households are carrying a significant debt burden from mortgages, credit cards, and personal loans, and the recent rate cuts have triggered a quest for cheaper loans and mortgage refinancing and, by the way, equity extraction. 2.4% of households are more comfortable than they were a year ago, 48.6% are less comfortable despite falling rates, and 47.3% have stayed the same. And we continue to see some households who are locked out of switching to a less expensive mortgage, thanks to negative equity, or because they fall outside current lending standards. Savings rates continue to fall for many households, especially some older Australians who have moved into self-funded retirement. Many hold funds on deposit with the banks outside superannuation arrangements, and the falls in returns on deposits is now highly significant, and many are under pressure. In addition, other households are dipping into savings to manage their budgets. 51.58% of households are less comfortable than a year ago, 46.3% about the same, and 0.27% are more comfortable. In addition, households with share market investments are worried by the recent gyrations and increased volatility and the prospect of lower dividends from the finance sector. Finally, looking at changes in net worth, assets less liabilities including loans, 21.8% reported an improvement, mainly thanks to stock market and precious metal price rises. 26.4% reported no real change, while 46.6% reported a drop in net worth. Falls in property values, plus some refinancing and equity removal, are the main reasons for these falls. And some property values are down by more than 30%, and this is creating a significant erosion of confidence. That said, those holding real property are still relatively more confident, and their faith in property is as yet undiminished as the best place to put their money. And as we will show in our upcoming survey results, expectations to transact in the next 12 months are actually rising a bit now. But for now, just to summarise, there is really no good news here, and essentially I think we're going to see this same trajectory in the months ahead, because unless incomes really start to rise significantly, we can expect household financial confidence to remain in the doldrums and indeed continue to fall ahead. Before I go, just a quick call out to Burjo. Hi Burjo, thank you very much for your messages. We really do appreciate your support. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.